Well, I was, I thought it was a gutsy win in a lot of aspects, losing players during the day and Jordan during the game, having to kill off the penalty to Jordan, getting down 2-0 early on that game with those injuries, and our guys keep fighting and working back and getting to go ahead in that game, and then having to play a gutsy effort the third. I don't think it was a pretty win. I certainly don't think they outchanced us probably at least 2-1. But to be able to claw back, to stay with it, and to keep working, have guys filling in different spots, it was I was real proud to get that extra point when Mark made that save on Gavrik to have the guys get that 2 points.
Did you think there was any chance Jordan would get a suspension based off when you saw replays of the hit?
I think what happened on the ice was reactionary. He went in to react to the to or take exception to the hit on TK. They both kind of engage, and knowing Jordan and knowing the situation, he was reacting to a confrontation. It's certainly unfortunate. He gets, he does take a penalty for sure, and I didn't think though. I didn't think there was intent. I didn't think there would be a suspension on him, etc. But the league's looking at that. They have the rules in place, and it certainly was relieved to see me interpreted that way.
So you've got Jordan in the lineup. You've got Eric coming up. Where do some of the other guys stand? Like Aaron Asham and Mark Letestre and Gino Malkin.
Aaron Asham has an upper body injury, and he's day to day. Won't be in the lineup tonight. Mark Letestre is getting an MRI today, and hopefully no later than tomorrow we should have an update on that situation. And Evgeny Malkin appears to be had a good day today in skating and appears to be getting better and hopefully progressing towards playing later this week.
What is he recovering from sinus infection? What is he still having to overcome in terms of to get ready to get into a game?
Well, I just right now it's continuing to where he's at. He's at the point right now where if he continues to be right where he's at, he should be ready to play soon. So it's not like he has to get better anymore. He's had a couple good days. He's skated and looks like he should be ready to go to the next level, which is playing.
Is that game condition more than anything since he was out for a while?
That's part of it.
Anything new on Sydney?
Nothing new on Sydney today.
But talk about then just the three games against the Islanders. I mean, all decided by one goal.
The Islanders have, especially the last couple, the last two in particular, played tight games. They've been tight checking. They've been a tenacious working team, gotten good goaltending, and have made it difficult on our team to try to get the win. And that's what we expect again tonight. We don't really pay attention or care about how many points the Islanders have or where they're at in the standings. They've been a hard-working team, and they've made it difficult on us. And we're ready, certainly ready for that tonight.
What prompted recall of Eric versus say another center, given the injuries you have at that position?
Well, I in this particular case, he's been the best player for a while. He's really been playing very well lately in a physical manner in the offensive zone and getting to the net front, and we want to give him the opportunity to do that here tonight.
Safe to say, then, that the things that you asked him to work on when he was sent down early in the season, he's made an effort to do that and shown you what you wanted to see?
It's been a process, and certainly some ups and downs emotionally and getting sent down and being here for a while and finding that game on a consistent basis. But he's certainly always been involved in the process, working at it, understanding what he needs to do. And, really right now the reports on Eric have always been the last 10 games, getting to the front of the net, offensive zone, owning the puck, man against boys at times. And that's where he needs to be and play at. And tonight's a great opportunity for him, probably slide it down in a fourth line role to start power play time and look for opportunities to get him up with Jeffrey and Stahl and see what he can do in those spots.
Well, what you described, not necessarily where he's going to be in the lineup, what you described is kind of the vision people have had for him, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.